BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The moderate cleric Hassan Rouhani has described his win in Iran's presidential election as a victory of wisdom over extremism. Mr. Rouhani won 18.5 million votes, giving him just over 50% of the ballot. The turnout was high at 72%. Big celebrations are taking place in Tehran. Richard Galpin reports.
It was just a few days ago that he became, in effect, the opposition candidate, after receiving the backing of two senior leaders of the reformist movement. His campaign suddenly gained momentum, with many voters realizing it was worth taking part in the election. He's spoken out about the need for a civil rights charter and for restoring relations with the West, which has imposed sanctions over Iran's nuclear program. The British Foreign Office has called on the president-elect to set Iran on a new course and to address international concerns about his country's nuclear program.
The United States has said it's ready to engage directly with Iran over its nuclear program following the election of Mr. Rouhani. The White House praised the Iranian people for having the courage to make their voices heard, despite what it called government obstacles, including censorship, a lack of transparency, and intimidating security. France said it was willing to work with Mr. Rouhani on the nuclear issue and the conflict in Syria. Turkish police have evicted protesters from Taksim Square and Gezi Park in Istanbul with a show of overwhelming force, hours after the Prime Minister, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, again demanded they end their occupation. The security services moved in swiftly, using water cannon and tear gas. After the raid, thousands took to the streets in the capital, Ankara, waving Turkish flags and chanting "Dictator, resign." Chris Morris has more from Ankara.
It's interesting, the police have clashed in this way before with protesters, but this time it seems they've gone in with massive force. One Turkish journalist I know has said he's never seen so much tear gas used in a single moment in the city, and the pictures we're watching at the moment here in Ankara show that there are now armies of people clearing up the tent camp which had developed in Gezi Park next to Taksim Square. And most of the people who've been protesting there from the last 2 weeks have clearly been pushed back by what can only be described as a show of overwhelming force.
Officials in Pakistan say a lengthy standoff between militants and the security forces at a hospital has finally ended. Gunmen had seized control of the hospital in Quetta in Balochistan, where survivors of an earlier attack on a university bus were being treated. 14 female students died in the bus attack. Another 10 people, including nurses and a senior government official, died during the hospital siege. An extremist Sunni militant group says it carried out both attacks. World News from the BBC. A passenger plane travelling from Cairo to New York has made an emergency landing in Britain after a threatening note was found on board. The aircraft was escorted to the ground at Prestwick by British military aircraft. James Shaw reports.
The Egyptair Boeing 777 was escorted to Prestwick by two RAF fighter jets which had been scrambled to deal with the emergency. The plane was moved to an isolated part of the airport and surrounded by police vehicles. Later, passengers were allowed to leave the plane and kept in a secure location so they could be questioned. The passenger who found the note and alerted the crew said it was on a paper napkin and written in what was almost like child's handwriting. It read, "I'll set this plane on fire."
The British Prime Minister David Cameron has secured the agreement of 10 of Britain's overseas territories to make their tax systems more transparent. He announced the deal in London after meeting the leaders of territories including Bermuda and Jersey, which are widely viewed as tax havens.
At the G8, I'm going to push for international agreements to fight the scourge of tax evasion and aggressive tax avoidance. That means automatic exchange of information between our tax authorities, so those who want to evade taxes have nowhere to hide. It means getting companies to report to tax authorities where they earn their profits and where they pay their tax. It also means transparency about who owns which companies and who benefits from it.
Riot police in Brazil have clashed with protesters outside the main football stadium in the capital, Brasilia, hours before the start of an international tournament. Police used tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse hundreds of people protesting against the expense of sporting events, including next year's World Cup. It's the latest in a wave of protests against rising living costs in Brazil. BBC News.